Jared Sewell, hold me up at 7:07, and as indicated at the start of the show, Malcolm Samuel from Simbiti is in the house because yesterday we had a chat about a report that was doing the rounds on social media and various other platforms, including, I think, our news platform, about the closure of Thompson's Bay Beach due to a sewage spill that was reportedly as a result of a failure of a pump station, and they called it the Simbiti pump station, which caused for you quite a lot of difficulty. I wonder why I don't have you on mic.
It's odd.
There we go.
There we are.
Thank
that's
you.
Why I don't have it, because that's... So obviously, it's important to put the record straight and explain, in fact, because there's a bigger picture here. There have been several blowbacks of sewage into Thompson's Bay tidal pool, and as a consequence of that, into the sea and onto the beaches. It's been an ongoing saga for many years, and obviously people are beginning to now say, well, hang on a second, what's going on? And obviously, as Simbiti, with a proud reputation to uphold, you do not want to be associated with bad practice, because it has nothing really to do with you.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave.
So put it in perspective. What really is causing the blowback of sewage onto the beach?
Yeah. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, listeners. Thank you for the opportunity to come and explain this as well. I do know that it is creating a bit of a misunderstanding. A lot of Facebook pages and social media pages have been lit up. So generally, what's caused the backup is basically the lack of improved infrastructure on the Thompson's Bay ablution facilities. I have it in good authority, because I had to really dig up and find out, well, what is the root cause of this situation? And, you know, we're really fortunate in our town that we have a private sector managing stormwater and sewer. But however, it's a collaboration with our local municipality. So what literally caused the backup is during this time of the year, and it happens every year apparently during the festive season, the increase in bathers taking up sand to the ablution facilities has caused the pump station to actually back up and clog up at the Thompson Bay facility.
So it's sand in the works, not the failure of the power grid.
Yeah. Correct.
That's what we led to believe.
Like, yeah,
a power-related issue and ding.
So I'll address that just now as well. And so what happened was that when this was backed up, everybody was in high alert, well, please close the beach, and rightfully so. We can't deal with the sewer spillage. The way the infrastructure works in our town, everything gets pumped back to Fraser's, and so the backup, the pump the line works from Thompson's Bay, gets pumped to Santorini, and from Santorini to the Simbiti pump station, which is on Simbiti Drive, not managed by us, managed by our local municipality, with Caesar Water, and from Simbiti pump station, which is a larger pump station, it gets pumped all the way up to the Fraser's pump station, which is where our water gets treated.
Now, which is on the side of the M4 here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the backup situation at the Simbiti pump station, in fact, there's two generators. So we had that been operational, and I say we, our local community, local municipality, had that operational, really functioned well. We've looked at that, and there was no signs of any spillage at the pumps at the Simbiti pump station. So it's an isolated incident regarding, where it's isolated to the Simbiti, to the Thompson's Bay pump station. And I believe the local municipality with Caesar Water is attending to it as we speak.
So it's an interesting, because people assume, because Simbiti sits on the top of the hill there almost, and then all of the effluent would naturally flow downhill, and it's your guys that are causing the free. It's just perception is always, especially in a situation where, as you say, social media has no checks and balances. Anyone can write anything. Yeah. Obviously, there are consequences after the fact, but it's negative publicity that one doesn't really need, particularly when you're running a world class establishment like Simbiti Eco Estate.
Yeah.
And it's good that you've popped in to set the record straight, because it is, I think, important for people to understand. There's a very interesting dynamic between the public-private partnership that is Caesar Water and Guadagusa Municipality.
Yeah.
Mm. At the moment, it's working extremely well, because Caesar Water is a world-class facility. It used to be Sembcorp Caesar, back to Caesar. But I believe there's a big threat and a massive question mark over the sustainability of this relationship.
Yeah.
And this is, we need to, I think, as a community, as a matter of urgency, start to understand the dynamics, because there's mischief in the making here. And we have, as you say, a world-class facility at the moment. The effluent management and the treatment of water and the reticulation and the response to emergencies is really very, very good. If that is removed and placed in the hands of local government with the fantastic track record,
we're all at risk.
We'll leave you in the dark for 48 hours, and it's not really our fault, because it's those guys. You know, what the problem is with service delivery at local government level, it's often a finger pointing exercise, and it's not my job, and I don't, you know, I'm just a salaried guy. What do you want from me? The public-private partnership model works extremely well. We have to look after it, and we have to guard it. And by working together in this way, creating awareness of what the real issues are.
Correct,
And also maybe an awareness about when you get yourself all full of sand and go and shower, it's going to cause a problem. I mean, it's just something to be aware of. Maybe you should wash yourself off in the sea first and then go and have a shower in the interim until such time as KDM gets its act together to build a proper sump to deal with the sand, bottom line.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and the thing is that, you know, we've all got to be responsible. Responsible on how we communicate the truth, how we communicate to our rest of our fellow colleagues as well, or citizens of the Ballito area on how to behave. I think it's important that when you do communicate, we do communicate truthfully and from a factual point of view.
Well, it's always a good idea to fact check everything that goes into the public domain. It makes sense. Last time we spoke, Malcolm, there was some interesting developments at Simbiti in the sense that there was possibly going to be an expansion on your northern boundary. Yeah. That hasn't happened.
No, that hasn't happened. The relationship, in terms of the extension, we've put that, both parties decided to move, you know, in a different direction.
Okay.
It still stays. Mount Richmore State will manage their affairs. They're still developing in that space, and we are proud to be neighbors as well. To such a community.
So Simbiti is now pretty much a closed entity in terms of there's no more development space there, is there now?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, we've sold out from the developer stage for the last 10 years now.
Yeah.
So we are at about an 85 to 87% in terms of construction phase complete. Mm-hmm. We still have a few homeowners that decided to land bank, and It has pushed their property value up, and hence the reason we'd like to protect the brand. It is a world-class brand, and we find a lot of international. We attract a lot of international residents to the coastline, and to the benefit of everybody in the town.
Yeah, great facilities, and which are open to members of the public as well, I believe.
Yeah, the country club is open to the public. We had a really great season in December. Like the rest of the town, we welcomed all our local national Joburg clients, as well as some international guys that had crept through the border gates,
managed to get through. Yeah.
So it was a really nice season, and yes, the country club's open to the public. We really have quite competitive prices, and we offer that to the wider residents of Ballito as well.
So it really is a resource for all to be very proud of, and you do a great job managing it. So
thank you.
Thanks for popping through and setting the record straight with regard to the sewerage spillage, because it's an awful situation. Do we know how far we are with the repairs?
Not yet. If you chat with the right people, you get the right answers. The reality is that Caesar Waters I don't know, they communicated with the municipality yesterday. I did see an email go out to them, and I'm sure that they'll get it fixed up as quick as possible. It's really a prized possession of our coastline, and we're really interested in seeing that get sold off.
Absolutely.
And I think our community did well as well during the December period, protecting our coastline in terms of, together with collaboration of private and public sector.
Yes, it was a great example of how people can work together, and it was until this past weekend where everyone sort of dropped their guard for a moment
and had left.
In came the gremlins straight away. So it goes to show proof that it can work, and we just simply need to now implement and make sure that it works full-time, because everyone benefits from a town that's well-run and the resources that are shared properly.
Exactly.
Clean, green, and safe. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Malcolm Samuel from Simbiti Eco State, thanks so much
for joining us on the morning show. Thank you so much.
In just a while, we'll be chatting with Steve Honeysett to find out what's happening in the surf. In the meantime, here's Noah Cyrus, Almost Famous.